I should tell you that when I was asked to be here, I thought to myself, well, it's Ted, and these Tedsters are, you know, as innocent as that name sounds, these are the philanthropists and artists and scientists who sort of shape our world. And what could I possibly have to say that could be distinguished enough to justify my participation in something like that? And so I thought perhaps a really civilized sounding British accent might help things a bit. And then I thought, no, you know, I should just get up there and be myself and just talk the way I really talk, because after all, this is the great unveiling. And so I thought I'd come up here and unveil my real voice to you. Although many of you already know that I do speak the Queen's English because I am from Queens, New York. But the theme of this session, of course, is invention. And while I don't have any patents that I am aware of, you will be meeting a few of my inventions today. And so I suppose it's fair to say that I am interested in the invention of self or selves. We're all born into certain circumstances with particular physical traits, unique developmental experiences, geographical and historical contexts, but then what? You know, to what extent do we self-construct? Do we self-invent? How do we self-identify? And how mutable is that identity? Like, what if one could be anyone at any time? Well, my characters, like the ones in my shows, allow me to play with the spaces between those questions.